curls. Shoulders are relaxed. Elbows are relaxed. Hands are relaxed. And let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The straight line is coming down to your top. And coming down through the center of your head, neck, spine, reaching the bottom. And the line is still going down, down, and down into the ground. And if you can, please imagine the line finally reaching the very center of the planet. By this line, you are firmly grounded. And by observing this line, your inner heart is wide open to all the directions. It's a very simple but big step. So, for a minute, enjoy this sensation and feeling. Then here, imagine there are all the memories in your mind start dropping off through this line. Your past is gone. What happened today, what you did today, everything is gone. Only memories are in your mind. You even still carrying so many kinds of emotions, feelings, reactions, different thoughts, regrets, all other things in your mind, but they are gone. So please drop off everything. Our Mother Earth receives everything for us. Don't worry, Mother Earth doesn't need to keep any heaviness. As soon as you drop off, you will realize that they are nothing. They are just your own imagination in your mind. And you finally realize, yes, the past is the past. I exist in this present. So instead of carrying and attaching to your memories or to nothing in your mind, let's bring our consciousness onto this present. Onto this long straight line. And this sensation right now. You start sensing the energy around you. You might feel you are bigger than your body. You might feel your body is lighter. Or instead, you might notice there are some heavy, dark areas here and there. of someone completely attached emotions, you can not go for. You can observe everything with calm mind, calm inner eye. You don't need to be scared at anything. Don't fight against any resistance, any heaviness, any darkness. Being present is being gentle. And now, let's bring our consciousness onto our breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. No controlling, just observe the air. Observe the deeper sweetness at the very entrance of your nostrils. Now, let's bring up air to your heart eye. When you inhale, you use your consciousness and bring the ear to your third eye between your eyebrow, and when you exhale, you see the air coming down from your third eye to your nostrils. So, for a minute, let's do the third eye breathing. You inhale up and exhale down. Some of you might feel some pain or tightness or uncomfortable feeling between eyebrows, but you don't need to worry. Just observe any kind of sensation. This is one of the very helpful way of you stay there of a consciousness in order to be present. So whenever you bring your consciousness onto your third eye, you find that it's kind of easier to stay here. Instead of being a slave of your past memories. Okay, now let's go back to normal breathing and relax. And now bring our consciousness onto God's breathing. God is in front of you, and He exhales now. His breath is coming to you directly and enter your body through the nostrils of your heart. God inhales now. His breath is out. So now you stop the breathing by yourself. You said you are breathed. You are part of God's breath. So stay here. Keep your consciousness onto God's breathing. And God's breath is in as a prana, love, healing force. And out, you can receive this prana with a peaceful, relaxed, stable mind. There is no reason to bring your fear, worry, anxiety here. Just receive. And give Him back with a big gratitude and receive again. We already learned there is only love of God. There is no this love or that love, this kind of love, that kind of love. There is no love, coming and going love. Only love of God exists. Only one love exists. So today, let's accept that there is only one life exists. Life of God exists. And we are a part of it. Life of God is coming and going, but you are all the time in it. God God is what your life is. Where you are, God is. And where God is, there must be holiness as well as life. So holiness is in you. Holiness is life. Life is not related with your heart, muscles, organs, your own thought, and so on. Life is holiness in you. And life is your holiness, you are in it. Think about it. This meditation is a mind training based on Course in Miracles, and today we are learning and practicing to accept holiness in ourselves. Why do you think you pass through so many different people in your life? They were there in front of you some time ago, and they are still there in front of you. Why? They are waiting. They are waiting to be here, witness of your holiness. They are waiting for your sharing your holiness. This is a purpose. You pass through people. You walk with God in perfect holiness. So please check your mind by asking you whom you are walking with. You cannot walk this world without God. You cannot walk this world alone. When we believe that we are walking this world alone, we are of course scared, deadly scared. No life here. Deadly fearful, deadly worry, deadly anxious. So in order to bring back our life, bring back our consciousness to our lives, we remember we walk with God in perfect holiness. And while we are walking this world, to be a witness our holiness, the light in us. So we cannot be sinful. Okay, let's practice again. Remember, your inner eyes wide open to all the directions, and observe the space around you with your inner eye, and see people in your mind whom you hold your guilt, regret, anger, sadness, and so on. So now, one by one, you see one person and another with your holy light. Or you can invite one by one and see that person in front of you, and feel again your guilt, your weakness, your anger, and now you choose to see this person with your holiness. Then you understand, you recognize your holiness in you. Yes, there is a holiness here. Experience it. Now you are giving this person their purpose. This person appeared in your life for this. This person has been waiting, waiting for this moment. If you feel difficulty to do this with a particular person, you don't need to force yourself. You just go to another person. Be gentle to yourself. It may be helpful if you use your third eye when you try to see that person. Maybe not. you might be able to observe your figure that the person is changing by seeing with your wholeness. This is how to heal someone and at the same time heal yourself. This is the lesson of this week. Please memorize how to see someone to heal him or her and yourself. And you can find their holiness in you. And you can find whom you are walking with this world. You are not alone, never, because you cannot exist alone. I walk with God in perfect holiness. This statement is from Course in Miracles, Workbook, Lesson 156. So keep in your holiness and slowly put your head down and come out of the meditation, please. Thank you very much for joining.